Jerry Bader Show, 10:35. Boy, things have now quieted down. The last 20 minutes, our box was not full. It's now overflowing. And you can just tell if you've been listening, it's quieted down here a little bit. Actually, quite a bit. But there was just a flurry of activity. You got another 25 minutes that we'll be here. If you want to stop by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids, we would greatly, greatly appreciate it if you want to do that. Families of Children with Cancer, 111 North Washington Street, Nicolet National Bank. Extremely generous, and as Mike Daniels said, they do this thing where if you wear jeans on Friday, you're asked to give, you know, they do a charity. And they chose Families of Children with Cancer recently. Over $800, so that $5 here and there, that really does add up. Jason, by the way, is picking the Badgers over the Gophers, 35-30. I'm trying to think the last time the Badgers were at Minnesota when the Vikings were at Lambeau. In fact, I'm trying to think of the last time Gophers, Badgers, Packers, Vikings happened in the same weekend. And it's interesting, and I talked to Coach McCarthy about this earlier today, how there's all this stuff in the media. Ooh, the Badgers are going to have to prepare for cool weather. The Gophers now, of course, have an open-air stadium, and it's going to be very cold there. The temperatures are going to be about the same for those games. It's going to be just a little colder. I think kickoff temperature is estimated at about 18 degrees in Minnesota, 20 degrees in Green Bay, so pretty much the same. And I told Mike McCarthy, he's got to talk to Gary Anderson. It's like, hey, this is not, you can't be saying that you've got to prepare and brace for the cold. You're blowing the whole reputation. That's supposed to be our wheelhouse. You come into our house and it's going to be cold, and that includes the Badgers. I was stunned at what a big deal was being made of all of that. How, oh, it's going to be really cold. This is going to be just terrible. Come on. By the way, if you have not followed at all, okay, Jason went 35-30 Badgers. It has been one weird season for the Gophers. And I wasn't even aware of all of this. I heard a little, I don't follow the Minnesota Gophers all that well. But they had just a bizarre season. On October 5th, Minnesota players in Ann Arbor, Michigan, to face Michigan. Learn coach Jerry Kill will miss the Big Ten game after suffering an epileptic seizure. The Gophers return home 0-2 in the Big Ten, losing 42-13. October 10th is their bye week. Minnesota officials announced Kill was taking an indefinite leave of absence to deal with seizures that have plagued him for years. This from Jeff Potrikas in the Journal Sentinel. Defensive coordinator Tracy Clays is named acting head coach. After battling host Northwestern to a 7-7 tie on October 19th at halftime, the Minnesota players find Kill, who is driven to Evanston with his wife, waiting in their locker room. After receiving an inspirational speech from their coach, the Gophers win over Northwestern 20-17. November 9th, with Kill working from the press box for the fourth consecutive game, the Gophers handle visiting Penn State 24-10 to improve 4-2 in the Big Ten, 8-2 overall. A little more than a month after losing by 29 points at Michigan without their coach, the Gophers are preparing to host Wisconsin, who's 5-1 in the Big Ten Conference, 8-2 overall, 2:30 tomorrow afternoon. This would be an opportunity to end a 9-game losing streak to the Badgers. I'm going to be honest. I don't know enough about the Gophers to make an intelligent pick on this. I really don't. I don't know, Jason. Both offenses are going to score that many points, huh? I thought the Badgers' defense has been playing pretty well of late. But, again, I haven't been following the Gophers. Jason thinks it's going to be a shootout. 35-30 Wisconsin. I don't know. I can't honestly say I can make an intelligent pick there. I just haven't followed the Gophers closely enough. I've only known tangentially some of those things. So I will I'll take the Badgers. I don't have a spread there. I I will take the Badgers. Now, oh, one other sports-related item. Doug Melvin says absolutely nothing to it. Absolutely nothing to it. What's he talking about? He's talking about trade rumors. Ryan Braun. Who the hell would trade for him right now? The Green Bay Bullfrogs wouldn't trade for him right now.
Yeah, they would.
Oh, yeah, they would. Would it help? Would it help or hurt attendance? It would help attendance? I'm not so sure I agree with you. No, Dave, I really? Why, to come out and yell at him? Oh, yeah, okay. Okay, but not in a good way. No. Saying people would come out wearing their Ryan Fraud jerseys and throw things, and I don't know if they would trade for him. I don't know. It just seems weird. Okay,
they
Tom.
Pick up his salary, that's for sure.
Well, yeah, pick up. Yeah, they're not going to pick up his salary. Tom Hudge recorded of the Journal Sentinel. As crazy as the Ryan Braun trade rumors involving the New York Mets seemed, I figured I'd check in with Brewers general manager Doug Melvin. After all, the Tigers did trade Prince Fielder Wednesday to the Rangers, despite nearly $170 million remaining on his contract. I thought that was a really good trade for the Tigers, though. I think they came out player-wise. Yeah, I think they did very well. Melvin said there was absolutely nothing to the rumor, started on a blog in New York, that the Brewers might be interested in trading Braun to the Mets. Of all of the teams that aren't going to saddle themselves with Ryan Braun right now, it's got what other team? Maybe the Astros would be dumb enough. Not going to happen. Supposedly in a deal involving first baseman Ike Davis. We have no intentions of trading Ryan, said Melvin. There's absolutely no truth to that. We've never contacted any team about Ryan. Of course not, because no team with the common sense God gave a broomstick is going to, who would do that? And not just for the bad PR. I mean, if that weren't enough, you don't know what kind of player he's going to be. You don't know. You don't know how much that helped him. Because it's widely believed, although not confirmed, it's widely believed that he juiced during that playoff series. Even in college, but when he played lights out in the divisional round, it is widely believed that's because he juiced. And there's the speculation about in college and all of that. You don't know if we've ever seen the real Ryan Braun. I still believe it was largely to cope with injuries, because I would argue that he is injury prone. I think you can safely call, okay, but how often is he going to be on the field? If he can't use that, how often is he? You don't even know what you have in Ryan Braun. No team is going to take. It's just a joke. I think it's wishful thinking. Because if they could trade him for anything reasonable, because you don't know. You really don't know what caliber player that you have anymore. All right, want to get to a couple of things, and we'll do this in 3 minutes. McFeely and I argued over whether the Republicans are willing to put up their own health care plan. I'm going to get to that and some other things. Remember, you've got until 11 o'clock. It's quieted down now. It was crazy nuts here before. Nicolet National Bank, 111 North Washington Street, Green Bay. For families with children with cancer, it's 1044.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.